Clara Schumann's Romance, Opus 22, number 1, the Andante Molto. Pianist Sebastian Naur and violinist Daniel Hope in performance with the work that's not only from a great composer, but the mother of 8 children. And that gets us into our look at the arts here on a Valentine's Day. You're with the New Classical FM. My name is Mark Wigmore.
The Oasis Look at the Arts is brought to you by Kerner Hall, one of the world's great concert halls, featuring the best in classical, jazz, world, and roots music. For more information, visit rcmusic.com/performance.
On now at Crow's Theatre at Carlaw and Dundas in Toronto's East End, Secret Life of a Mother. It's award-winning playwright Hannah Moscovich's expose on modern motherhood. It's a confessional piece about her own darkly funny and taboo-breaking truths. And one of her real friends, Dora Award winner Maeve Beattie, performs this story. And through it, her own motherhood secrets start to surface. These mothers are not the butts of jokes or the villains or the perfect angels of the house. The piece exposes the raw, transcendent, and untold secrets of pregnancy, miscarriage, childbirth, and mothering. This is motherhood for the 21st century, hallucinatory, gothic, and empowered. With me in studio is Hannah Moscovich, the Dora, Governor General, and Seminovich Prize-winning playwright. Her plays include Infinity, Bunny, This Is War, and the recently produced Sexual Misconduct of the Middle Classes. Maeve Beattie is a Dora Award winner as well, who's a mainstay at Stratford, Soulpepper, and Tarragon. She's been celebrated for her roles in The Last Wife, The Front Page, and Passion Play. She's also worked with Hannah prior to this in Bunny. Hannah Moscovich, Maeve Beattie, welcome to the New Classical FM.
Thank you so much.
Great to have you both here. Long time coming, I think, for both of you, at least for me, to speak with you. So I'm very honored to have both of you here, and so thank you.
Oh, geez.
Maeve, I saw your Instagram takeover at Crow's Theatre, I guess it was a couple days ago on Wednesday, and I got a glimpse at your relationship with Hannah. It just must be very lovely for you two to be working together yet again. Is that what's happening?
Oh, yeah. I mean, It's kind of wonderful to be here talking with you on Valentine's Day, the day after Galentine's Day.
Right.
Because
What is Galentine's Day, by the way?
Well,
did I miss the boat on that one?
It's a recent cultural invention, which is February 13th, the day before Valentine's, where you celebrate your girlfriends and you celebrate female friendship, which, as much as our show is about motherhood, it's also absolutely about female friendship. So for me, this is like the perfect kind of love letter to how our female friendship has held us up and pasted us back together when we've been ripped apart by things. And so, yeah, it's a total pleasure and honor. And I'm paying attention to how lucky I am while it's happening.
It was lovely to see the two of you on that Instagram takeover. And I sort of got an idea of that relationship. Hannah, I'm always a little nervous about your plays because you're not afraid to get into the dark corners of our emotional and social lives. And it seems like you've gone for it again here to some extent. Lifting the boulder up and seeing really what people really think, who are mothers. And it seems like a role in life and a status in life that maybe we take for granted, but perhaps there's a conversation that really does need to be had that's been hidden. Is that what you were going for here?
Yeah, okay. That is what I was going for.
Right.
I mean, I think we felt like there was so much about motherhood that is taboo or that doesn't get spoken about. And so as a result of that, you know, we didn't feel like there was much out there about motherhood that was for us or that was really addressing us or addressing what the actual experience is.
Right.
And then it's so hard to go through life where like big pieces of your own experience are just blacked out or part of a big silence around what happens to women.
And we've all been in that conversation, maybe around the dinner table and something comes up that is a bit difficult to talk about and people just kind of want to brush it under the carpet and not really get into it. And this is a chance to say, well, you know, this is a really big part of my experience. Why would we do that? Is that fair?
Yeah. I think you're right. That is me. Like, instead of saying pass the salt, I say, let's go into that darkness.
<You're right. laughs>
And I try and do it with jokes, but I definitely go all the way. Whenever something is being brushed aside, I totally want to look at it. That's probably right at the heart of what I am like as a writer.
It's fascinating. I'm watching my stepdaughter as a young mother. She's got two kids, and just the commitment that it takes, and everybody does it a little differently. There's such pressure, and there's joy, and there's fear, and there's just runs the gambit of emotion. So plenty of material to deal with, right?
It's so much. So much material, and it really runs just like what you said, in all directions. It's all the extremes, joy and despair and frustration and exaltation, all
sure.
of it.
Sure. Who are we meeting on stage?
I play the role of Hannah Moskovich. So it's kind of an amazing device. We actually developed this show over 6 years.
Okay.
And when we pitched the show originally to the Theatre Centre, who helped us develop this over many years, an incredible institution in Toronto, I was secretly pregnant, and Hannah didn't completely know how or when or if she wanted to become a mother. And now we have Esme, who is 6, and Elijah, who is 4. And so we tell the truth of our real stories from the real research that we really did with our real kids over the last 6 years. And so, yeah, we meet Hannah through me, through one of her dearest friends. And it's kind of an amazing proposition, because in developing the show, Hannah does what she does, which is writes incredibly brilliantly and beautifully, and I do what I do, which is perform.
Incredibly brilliantly, yeah.
That was a good setup, okay.
It's reminding me of the Almodovar film, Pain and Glory, where Antonio Banderas is playing Almodovar, which is kind of hilarious. And so you guys are having that similar experience, very personal to the two of you, a lot to work on together, like you say, 6 years. So take us, maybe you can give us a few juicy tidbits of some of the revelations that we might actually experience on stage. We don't want to give too much away, but what are you getting into?
Well, the easiest way to tell you without doing any spoilers would be to say the impact that the show has been unlike any other that we've created, I think, either of us in our own careers or things we've worked on together. Women are writing to us by the hundreds.
Wow.
After seeing this show. And so are men, and so are queer people, and so are child-free people, to say that
we all have a mother.
Well, everyone came from one.
Right.
Even if you don't know her, even if you don't like her,
sure.
You came from one. So the amount of response that we've had of people saying, I cannot believe you put words to something that I didn't know there were words for that I have actually undergone. And for me, that's it. So we're going to give you words and emotions and experiences and images through this highly theatrical and intimate show that hopefully bring to life some things that you may have felt or gone through but had no words for or had not recognized. The best story I had from the last few days was a woman who said to me, motherhood for her was so hard that she thought there must be something wrong with her,
right.
Because if it was that hard, surely somebody would have told her. And the irony is, it is that hard, and no one talks about it, and that's why we made the show.
A massive hole in our society. I think everybody could argue for that, to be sure. Hannah, this feels like a living, breathing artistic operation you've put together here, in the sense that it's everything that you've put together before and what's happening right now and the response you're getting, and who knows what might be happening with this production in the future. That's how it feels to me right now anyway.
Yeah, I mean, we premiered it with Theatre Centre originally, and now it's touring to Crows, you know, because I think, you know, we felt its impact and we wanted to put it up again, because it is so good to feel like you're doing something that's actually meaningful,
right.
Even if it's just to 200 people a night.
Right.
You know, and I think if you're a writer, you want to feel that you have done something that has told the truth and helped people. So, yeah, it's possible that we'll tour more, you know, as we figure out our lives with our children and how you tour things.
Right.
But, yeah. For sure, yeah.
As a playwright, do you look at the responses you get from, like you say, women, men, the people who are taking this in, and do you sort of go, oh, there's maybe something we can do here. We can alter it. We can change it. I don't know if that's, or if you're a person who says, no, that's what I want it to be, and it stays there.
Oh, no, we're relentless. And for this tour, we absolutely worked on it, changed lines, changed cues. Like we're just like constantly honing it to try and figure out like the best way to get at and to communicate with the audience and to tell them the most truth possible.
In fact, the show has been running for a week and a half. We have a week and a half left. And we did some rewrites yesterday. We were like, you know what? Actually, this
could
is better
I change
than that.
One word. Oh. It's just one word.
Yeah. Well, that's the feeling I'm getting. And Secret Life of a Mother, written by the great Hannah Moscovich. And congratulations. You've had a busy couple months here in Toronto with Tarragon and now here at Crows and Maeve Beattie in the starring role. Wonderful to meet you. I've been watching you on stage for years, so great to have you both here. On this weekend and through next weekend at the Great Crows Theatre at Carlaw and Dundas, crowstheatre.com for info and tickets. And wonderful to meet you both. Thank you for
being
here.
What a pleasure.
Thank you so much.
Really nice. You're with the New Classical FM.